Freedom Fighter, the title of that, on Greensleeves Records, and that's Half Pint. And the last couple of Saturdays, from midday till 2, I've been doing the rock show on BBC Radio Cambridge, sitting in for Trevor Dann, who's away on holiday. In fact, I should be doing it next week as well, and then he comes back, and that'll be the end of that. But I thoroughly genuinely enjoyed it. And last week, one of those extraordinary coincidences, which, in a sense, you're not going to believe. I mean, it's only a small thing, but at the same time, it's really quite remarkable, because a band came over from Peterborough, and who were called His Wife Refused, and one of the other people who helps out on the programme was interviewing them, and after he'd done the interview, John, who was the fellow from the band, said, oh, by the way, look, could you sometime please play something by the Disco Zombies? Well, by an extraordinary, I mean, because obviously not a particularly well-known band, and by a remarkable coincidence, and entirely unbeknownst to him, I had actually queued up on the turntable as the next record to play, the Disco Zombies contribution to that LP, which I was talking about last week, and playing tracks from the obscure independent classics, and theirs is called Where Have You Been Lately, Tony Hatley. And here we go.
See you again on TV.
That's the question on the lips of the nation's youth, and for answer came there none. That's the Disco Zombies, and Where Have You Been Lately, Tony Hatley, and that's their contribution to the LP, Obscure Independent Classics Volume 1, subtitled Magnificent March of the Dead Monkeys, on Cordelia Records, which is the Deep Freeze Mice's record label. Excellent, I think. And these are the Smiths, a new single that isn't really new at all, but always nice to have an excuse to play it again. I suppose that joke isn't funny anymore.
Park the car at the side of the road. You should know time's tide will smother you, and I will too. When you look without people, feel so very lonely. Their only desire is to die. But I'm afraid it doesn't make me smile. I wish I could, but that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. Too close to home and it's too near the bone. More than you ever know. We'll be right back.
One's Smith's, and that joke isn't funny anymore, the new single, and in a desperate attempt to get myself some free American records, because obviously in this country they now cost a great deal of money on import, I had my name added to the mailing list of Rockpool, which is an American organisation that sends records out from like independent areas, as it were, to disc jockeys. Unfortunately, they write to say they can send me the magazine, but they can't really afford to send me the records, and I've got enough magazines as it is, really. But this will be quite interesting, I think. I shall mention it from time to time as they come in. And in the issue that they've just sent me, which is dated, sorry about all the banging in the background, that's me looking at the magazine, June the 3rd, it reviews the Yeah, Yeah, No LP or mini LP. It says a collection of their first three singles and B-sides. This is a vital EP from this vibrant indie act with a sound that's been compared to early Cure or The Fall. Yeah, Yeah, No makes sparse rhythmic music that is lyrically full of wit and warmth and a welcome challenge to the overproduced meccano music, meccano music, I suppose, that abounds these days. An easy way to acquire those often difficult to find singles, this EP is a good choice for those who want something exciting and a bit different. So, let's catch up on some of that sparse rhythmic music, shall we?
Snare along with Yeah, Yeah, No.
The smart set when they get their heart set on going low down. They like to disguise it, they don't advertise it at all. And late in the night when the moon's fading light is about to go down, they steal away where the brown shadows play on the wall. Society sits and dies at the Ritz when they get to feeling right. always have their breakfast in Harlem. In all the hotels, the swellest of swells are saving their appetite for a little breakfast in Harlem. When good church neighbors to their labors awaken, then high societies mix in rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have their breakfast in Harlem. Church neighbors do their labors awaken. Then high society's mixing rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have the breakfast in Harlem.
From the double LP of the Cotton Club stars on Stash Records, Buck and Bubbles and Breakfast in Harlem, preceded by our guests Yeah Yeah No and Temple of Convenience. And they have a chart actually in this issue of this magazine that I was talking about just a moment ago from the Rock Pool, and it's a college radio chart. Not actually as interesting as you might imagine. In 3 o'clock, we're at number one, followed by the Meat Puppets, Eurythmics, Sisters of Mercy, Boomtown Rats, Minutemen, Fall, Fishbone. I'm not sure that I know Fishbone. In fact, I know I don't. New Order, Game Theory, Tears for Fears, Smiths, and so it goes on. But I was pleased to see that a new entry at number 67 was Scratch Acid. And, of course, regular listeners to these programs will be entirely familiar with their work and can probably hum along with this. I was just saying to our technical man here in the studio that I wish there were more records like that around, with a bit of venom to them. Scratch Acid on Rabid Cat, or Rabid Cat if you'd rather, from Austin, Texas, and that's called Monsters. This is a record which I tried to play on Monday night, and if you were listening to Monday night's programme, it was something in the nature of a catastrophe last week, and I made a mess of both ends of it, and promised to try and play it again without either playing it at the wrong speed or fading it up after it had started or any of the other things, and I think that tonight I've got it right. This is Human Flesh.
Every ill man is an enemy, because he's the reflection of your own illness. Every dead man is an enemy, because he's the image of your own death. Did you see the latest news on the TV? The town. man is an enemy. Because he's a reflection of your own illness. Every dead man is an enemy. Because he's the image of your own death. Did you see your latest newspaper? Photos of corpses on the first page. Human beings are less than insects. Stupidity is everywhere. Stupidity is your mother. And your victims could be your own children. Every ill man is an enemy, because he's the reflection of your own illness. Every dead man is an enemy, because he's the image of your own death. Did you hear the latest news on the radio? The story of men who murdered children. Human beings are less than nothing. Illness and madness are everywhere. Illness is your mother, and your victims could be your own parents.
Hard to argue with that. That's human flesh, from appearances to the contrary, from Belgium, and that's called Every Ill Man. While we're in the Netherlands, or no, lowlands rather, this is Zymox on 4AD Records, A Day. You what? That's from Zymox. Actually, there's a bit more tagged on to the end of the record. What does it do? Let's just see. Let it play through a bit more. No, it's not going to do anything. Anyway, on 4AD Records, Zymox, as I hinted, and the Petrol Emotions are playing this Wednesday at Brighton Outdoor, it says, and then on Friday the 28th, Portsmouth Grannies, Saturday the 29th, support of the Clarendon London, on the 30th, Bristol Yesterday's Club, on in July, Monday the 1st, Plymouth Ziggies. See, it is doing something now. Plymouth Ziggies, on Tuesday the 2nd, Birmingham Loft Club. Terrible handwriting. This Wednesday the 3rd, Liverpool Pyramid Club. On the 4th, Manchester Wild Club. And on Friday the 5th, Retford Porterhouse. And from that Petrol Emotion, this is Blind Spot.
You're first.
Well, it says on the label that's Augustus Pablo, although I don't think it is. It's on the other side of Wayne Jarrett's Youth Man on Wackies, which is a 12-inch. Before that, that Petrol Emotion and Blind Spot. One more from them before the end of the programme. The best magazine that I read over the weekend, not a fanzine at all, really. Very little to do with music, if anything to do with it at all. But it's from Ireland, and it's I saw it mentioned, actually, in this week's NME, and it's called Gack Bag, and it says, don't be a gick face, get Gack Bag comic cartoon fun, number one. Nice lettering, top quality paper, it says. And let's see what there is in it. Dan the Pints Man, Charles Hockey's Believe It or Not, and then there's Improve Your Golf After the Bomb, Roger Proctor, The Horrible Doctor, which is a cartoon strip, That Crazy World of Paris in the 20s, and The 12 Marys, and a great deal more. It's actually an amusing way of spending an hour. World War II fans, now you can recreate D-Day in the comfort of your own home. And lots of other good bits in there anyway, so... So I just noticed a bit which I can't read out on the radio, which is quite entertaining too. So the address for this, should you want to get hold of a copy of it, I shall now try and find for you. Hold on a second, where is it? Here we go. It's called Gack Bag, as I say, which is G-A-K-B-A-G, and it's to be had of Almost News, and that's at 28 Lawrence's Street, Drogheda, County Louth, Ireland, and it's 60p. And I suppose that's, yes, must be, that's right. So it's Gack Bag, Almost News, 28 Lawrence's Street, Drogheda, County Louth, in Ireland, 60p. Perhaps a stamped addressed envelope or something. Actually, would that be of any help? No, it probably wouldn't under the circumstances. This is from Cat Trance, and well, no, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a bit more of this first. Thank you. This is Kakap Trance, or that more accurately was Kakap Trance from their debut LP Kamu, K-H-A-M-U, which apparently means She Sleepwalks, and that's the subtitle of the LP anyway. And that was Rattling Ghost, preceded by Wayne Jarrett and Youth Man, which is a 12-inch on Wackies. And from Yeah, Yeah, No, Another Side to Mrs. Quill.